Ty, I was about to call you Donna.
I can see.
It's like, hey, Donna.
Tyler, Donna. I can see how you get the two names mixed up.
Well, I just saw you have the Care Crew.
Do I look like a Donna?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
Thank you.
For all the Donnas out there.
If I was to have another name, it would be Donna.
Well, that's good to know.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I'm glad that we covered that because that's, you know.
How are you today, Mark?
I'm good.
Good?
Whoa, that spiked the mic there.
That's all right.
That's how good I am.
How is everyone today?
How is everyone?
How are you doing today?
Let us know in the comments.
Leave a comment.
We always ask, but don't be shy.
Don't be shy to let us know how you're
doing. Don't be a stranger.
I can even give you a shout out and say.
Yeah, if you like what we're doing.
Jennifer's having a good day.
Jennifer, we're glad.
Tell us why.
Why?
I'm excited about today because this is something that is near and dear to my heart. Here we are again with Care Crew.
Yeah, I'm going to take your excitement with a grain of salt. Sand or salt?
Grain of salt.
Grain of salt.
A little salt. They're, about
the, they're kind of the same size, so sure. It works, yeah. You're always excited, which is good.
Well, you didn't let me say why I was excited.
Are you extra excited?
I'm extra excited today because this is the third installment of our Care Crew series.
Okay, now I'm excited, yes.
And...
But I already knew.
For me, it's all about the analytics and measuring.
Well, Tyler, and you know why? You cannot manage what you don't measure.
Right.
And why you know, imagine flying an aircraft, right? You're up in the skies and you have
Let's go on a journey, shall we?
You know, like not everybody flies, so this analogy, like just picture yourself as a pilot.
Okay.
You know, you're
I think I'd instill confidence as a pilot.
And I would say you're 30,000 feet up, but you wouldn't know that you're 30,000 feet up. Like having all those dials in front of you, you need that.
Right.
To get to where you need to go.
So I'd be 30,000 feet up and I'd be like just realizing, oh crap, I think we're 30,000 feet up.
Yeah.
How do I remain calm and not panic the passengers?
Well, who cares about that? Like, are you heading in the right direction even?
Right.
You don't even know. Like you're going to like look down at the ground.
So a great metaphor.
I think.
For how high is your practice flying?
Oh, look who we have
here.
There
he is.
It's Terry.
Terry Burns, there he is. How you doing, Terry?
Great. It's a little casual Wednesday here down in South Florida. How are you guys?
It's all great. It's a little casual.
We're going a little casual here today, too.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, I wish I had a hat on or something.
Yeah, I wish you did, too.
To cover up my receding hairline. Thank you.
I'm just kidding, Ty. It's part of my thing.
I can always rely on Mark for a good burn.
Yeah. Oh, Terry Burns.
You like that? Play on words?
Yeah, I like that. Hey, I do.
Good.
No, I'm all about that kind of thing.
What's happening, Terry?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me again today. I love the analogies.
Yeah. Right? You know, it's for us, it's...
A euphemism.
As Canadians, it's usually we try to use the hockey analogies, but I was like, hockey...
Such a stereotype.
Like, do hockey players use dashboards? They don't.
They use the boards.
But...
Not dashboards.
We wouldn't know what the score was, but we can like guess. But there are so many things happening in a practice data wise. How could somebody just fly blindly? It just blows my mind. And the tools that are available today, there's no reason to fly without a dashboard now. Like, and with what Care Crew has, we're so excited. Like what this piece of software can offer is like this stuff, like what this offers is it pays for itself like many times over. And that's not just like in pitching that, that's an actuality. Like you can see the voids in your practice and make adjustments, immediate adjustments, because the data is live. You know, there's no talking to an accountant every year and going through your business and making changes, you know, on a annual or semi-annual basis. You could draw up any sort of report or look at your dashboard and make those adjustments today.
So just to review, we started with patient acquisition for the first segment, then we moved to automation, so the internal processes of the practice. Now we're moving to analytics.
I put our little screen up in front of us there.
Insights and analytics. So
yeah. There it is.
So that's the focus of our talk today. Terry, let's just dive right in. Let's get started. Like, how do we move from automation into analytics, and what's that all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you guys touched on, there's a couple things that flying blind, as what you said earlier, a lot of practices tend to do that, and they just look at the bottom line, and they don't mm-hmm. really understand the data that lies inside of their practice management software system. And so because we have that intimate connection to the platform, we're able to pull out the major KPIs that are measured at a at an enterprise support level when you have these DSOs, all the way down to an individual practice owner and the things that they need to be looking at on a day-to-day basis to drive decisions, to make insights into the practice or drive those decisions of, do we need to add another operatory? Do I need to bring another hygienist in? Do I need to add another associate? So there's a lot of things that are buried in that that PMS that we're able to pull out. So the analytic part is displayed on the screen here, and we measure so many different KPIs. So I'll give you a drop-down screen, and I'll show you that the recare performance is how well is that automation and that recall your team doing? How well is that heartbeat of the practice churning to keep that revenue into the practice with your with the patients? All the way down through production, collections, patients, what that looks like. We manage the call tracking for marketing. We'll dive into that to hold you guys accountable. Mm-hmm. And then we look at really how well Donna's doing. So we're putting a virtual assistant into your practice that's supporting your staff. We want to show you how well Donna is doing her job also to make sure that you're seeing the return on investment there. So to dive into a couple of these reports that are that a lot of the practice owners tend to like to look at, number one is production. They always want to look at, well, how are we producing? And this is a really unique report because it'll show you all of the different disciplinaries that that go into dentistry. So here we can look at a, at the hygiene versus restorative. It's all in a nice pie chart, and you can see those total revenues. Further, we break it down by the siloed different treatment options that are there. So again, this what you're seeing is an enterprise support level. So we manage all of the practices under one dashboard. We can further out and filter certain options that we want to see for the practices. But once we apply that, we go down through and we can see exactly what's in that PMS, what's living there. We can also look at each practitioner. So diving into how, you know, what's that production per hour for all of my doctors and all of my hygienists. And then a lot of practices, they like to look at the production by code. So for you guys as marketing, when you look at this report, you can see and diagnose where a lot of that revenue, the biggest bang for that buck is per hour, and then maybe do a marketing campaigns around that. So,
yeah, one of the first things that we do, one of the first things that we like to take a look at when we have a new client come into the fold is, you know, before we do all this external work and make this content, let's get educated on what's actually happening before we do that. So, you know, it might be that, you know, there's some high ticket services within the clinic that we want to boost, but it also might be like something that they're significantly missing out on that we want to boost as well.
Yeah. And so before we start spending the dentist marketing dollars on external marketing, we'll say, okay, let's back the boat up a little bit. Let's actually do a practice analysis, a manual one. So we'll figure out what you're doing in diagnostic, mm-hmm. preventative, hygiene, restorative, and any adjunctive or miscellaneous services. So over the years, we've manually gone in and extracted this information. We provided a practice analysis for the dentist to say, hey, here's how you're hitting on all these different areas, these services that you provide, and here's the opportunity that lies within the practice. Mm-hmm. So once we realize that opportunity within the practice, then we could say, hey, you know what? You've captured all that you can out of your practice. Now is a good time to actually start looking at going external. Let's look at driving some patient traffic to the office. Let's rebuild your website. Let's look at your SEO. Let's look at these external options now, because you have realized these internal opportunities within your practice. So for us, after doing this manually for a number of years, to see that there's a software that'll have this all built in and do this for you on the fly, this is why I get excited.
Well, it was funny. Like, we had a conversation with a practice that's just got in touch with us, and they were like, oh, it would be so great to, you know, have all of our data like right in front of us all the time, and, you know, automate some of the process and, you know, help support the front end staff and know how much we're producing. And Tyler and I were like, Yeah, we know.
We've got a solution for you.
Yeah, we do. It's like, this is really cool. Like this, you know, it's just a matter of the buy-in, like just seeing as believing. So I suggest if there's any folks out there, like just give us a shout. Let's take a look at some of this stuff for you.
Without a doubt. Yeah. And I'll show you something that you guys would really like to see. And if you have a practice that's investing into services that external marketing, which a lot of practices now are looking at, how do we recapture or capture new patients in this demographic shift as we're coming out of COVID. A lot of patients have moved and they didn't go to the dentist for the past year and a half to 2 years. And now they're seeking new dentists. So they're definitely out there looking at the marketing and the SEO and their Google searching. So when you guys are supporting your customers and you are putting marketing campaigns out in place, there's one thing that always eludes everyone, and that's, what is the ROI on the efforts that we're putting in on marketing? So typically there's two ways that you guys drive patients. You drive them through the phone or through the website, correct?
Yeah.
Yep. So we knew that, and so we put a call tracking system in place. So not only do we track all the incoming calls and the pickup rates, and we compare that to standards within the industry, but we also track the source of those calls. And if this were tied to an active PMS, but luckily, unfortunately in America, and I'm sure in Canada, HIPAA is all over the place. So we can't dive into what it looks like with a practice, but we can track your marketing efforts. And then as patients come in the door and they book appointments, we get those estimated revenues of what that looks like. And then further, once that patient has walked in and walked out of the practice and billed, then we get total billed revenue. So now you guys have immediate insights to what your marketing efforts are doing and the immediate ROI that you're achieving on that. And then you can put more efforts and revenue into those certain areas and take away from other areas that aren't working. So a lot of marketing agencies and a lot of practices love this feature because it holds everybody accountable and also drives higher, top line revenue.
That's brilliant.
I always like misstate. Is it, I cannot understate or overstate? Understate.
I cannot overstate.
Overstate. And I'll ask it again next time. Like the power of this is very significant, because ultimately what we look at in our efforts and in providing an ROI for a client is, what is the cost per new patient acquisition? What does it cost? And with all of that data, we can actually get to that, closer to that number, maybe not exact, but we can get in the ballpark, and we can take a look at things that are working great and not working great. And the reason why this piece is so much more powerful is that now we're seeing what the front end is actually converting on too. So we can look at saying, like, wow, they're only, their pickup is only like 60%. Like, why is this happening? And then we could adjust what's going on that front end and get the people in that could get training or education to really support that front end team so that the practice gets busier.
Well, yeah. And it also, when we look at that report that you guys produce, telling the dentist, the office, where their patient traffic is coming from, whether it's organic, Google, paid traffic, SEO, whatever, it allows us to look at those areas and say, you know what? We don't need to spend as much as we're spending on Google. There's other ways to get around this. Google's working well for you, but hey, you know what? You're doing well. Let's repurpose some of that into a lower cost category and in hopes that we can get the same return.
And what's really scary now is, like, people are just kind of like, everybody knows Google, so they're throwing money at Google. Like, it's not the people that win always. It's like a casino down in Vegas. Like,
the house
always there's wins. Another analogy for you. The house always wins. And marketing is gambling. Like, it really is. So the more tools like this that you have, it's like counting cards. Like, you're cheating almost.
Yeah. Well, you have those analytics to look at and say, you know what? we're not blindly, again, we talked about that, you know, flying at 30,000 feet blindly. You now have some insight as to where your marketing dollars are going and what's working.
I know that.
It gives you the ability, sorry, Mark, to change your strategy on the fly.
I know the title of this this one segment. It's going to be analogies on analytics.
You're throwing another A in there. Yeah. So now there's four A's instead of three.
A, not the E-H, but the, anyways. Awesome. This is cool, man. This is, what else you got for us, Terry?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're also looking at what you guys are doing for your efforts. We talked about the two ways you guys are driving patients to a practice. You're looking at phone. You're also looking at the online scheduling platform as well, or just looking at scheduling efficiencies. So when we populate this, again, we have to hide the data for HIPAA requirements. So we look at how efficient is the practice utilizing their schedule. And you know, this is an okay average, 87%. But surprisingly, we've been in practices where we're looking at in the 70s. And if you're losing 25% of your schedule, you can imagine the revenues that you're losing on an annual basis. So ideally, you want this schedule utilization to be in that 93 to 95 range, as well as just looking at all of your practitioners. So you can even hammer down what the practitioner utilization rates are and how they're going unfilled. And these are coaching opportunities for the staff and for the practices to understand, you know, where they can improve. But further, when we look at online scheduling, this is, again, a measurement of your online presence of the efforts that marketing is driving. And this is a really, really strong data point where you look at how many requests were received versus how many were scheduled. And you could see here that the conversion rate isn't that high. And so now, again, another coaching opportunity of how efficient everything is working. So there's a lot of information that's here that you can't unpack in 10 minutes.
Of course. Terry, did it? It is. So it's showing some of the demographics as well. So age of patient. This is cool. This is really cool.
Wow, that's a pretty detailed breakdown.
Yeah, and if we have demographics as well, that helps us get more hyper focused on what's working and you know what's not. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Absolutely. And I'll point out here, when we look at online scheduling, there's a couple of things that you think about. We go back to that call tracking report, and we saw the pickup rate. Usually those pickup rates are around 80%, but when they plug in CareCrew, the automation will automatically increase those pickup rates because the phone's going to be ringing less because the patients are being driven to the website. Mm-hmm. So you can see here what patients are visiting the website to book during business hours. But really what's important is how many patients are being captured outside of business hours. So that is where the big ROI comes into play. Because if patients are trying to reach the practice after hours, which most patients are, then the likelihood of them losing that patient to a practice that's open a bit later is greater. So if you have that insights or that capability for patients to book outside of business hours, it's exponential.
You know, as you were saying that, I was picturing myself as a practice owner, that piece alone sells the system for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, those are patients that are now being connected to the practice that otherwise wouldn't be connected to the practice. They would be not even seen.
They would just be bouncing around in space. Like, there wouldn't be, there's no hooks to bring them in.
There's no, you're not, like, hours. There's zero awareness to what's actually happening without something like this. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And this is where we agree to disagree. I like the automation component. For me, to get a phone call from my dental office to confirm that I'm coming in tomorrow, I am not a big fan of that. I like automation. I like texting. Yeah. I want, you know, because I'm busy, right? So like, chances are if my dentist is calling me to say, hey, you have an appointment tomorrow, I'd rather just get a text and say, hey, are you good to go tomorrow?
Yeah.
I know that's a fairly trivial or basic sort of component to this. I mean, the software does way more than what I'm describing. But for me, the automation side of things, to be able to go in after hours and actually book something and be able to do it on my own terms, that's important to me. And well, I think I speak for, on behalf of a lot of people.
And here's the thing, like, that's cool. Like, that's what you like, right? So it's great to have a system for what everyone likes. So, totally. You know, you specify in the system that, you know, Bob likes to get phone calls. Like, he answers his phone. Or Tyler and his family, you know, send them a text message. That's the most effective means, right? So, because not everybody's the same, right? Like, there's such a wide range of folks out there. There's, you know, from people that were born into, like, having a tablet in their hands to folks that are still going to the practice and they get the paper delivered to their door every morning. And, you know, we have to... You know, those people will obviously, the getting the paper to the door people are shrinking, right? And these the people that are using, we're in such a really interesting point in time. Mm-hmm. So that makes, that makes a system like this that much more important, because like there is no real blanket strategy. You kind of have to implement different strategies within the practice to get those folks that are edentulous that need, you know, dentures and partials, or get that, you know, the teens that want to look into getting Invisalign, or the folks that have money from 40 to 60 that want to get some cosmetic work done, right? And each demographics, like, they're all going to require something different. They're going to require different messaging. Here we can see the opportunity that lies within the practice, so we can like get that information out and connect that to the right people, right? So
totally
super cool. Terry, I think like to close this segment here, you told us, like, I think this is sort of like the mic drop moment. You told us this story where, you know, a practice was selling, they were going to sell it for $2 million. I'll let you tell the story, but I think this really identifies, it really shines some light on this whole piece, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had a customer that was on our platform, and that customer was looking to purchase a practice. And on the onset, when they're looking at the financials, it looked really good on paper. And so there was a transaction north of $2 million for this particular practice. He reached out to us and he said, hey, can we plug your platform in and really take a deep dive into the PMS and let's see what the health of the practice is. And so once we did that, we were able to determine that the true health of the practice was manipulated from the finances. And the practice was really generating about $800,000 to $900,000 of revenue, or the value should have been around that $800,000 to $900,000 mark. And it saved the guy $1.2 million. He didn't buy the practice, and it would have saved him, it's $1.2 million because he didn't buy it for $2 million. He bought it for $800,000. So
that's amazing.
So actualities, people, like, yeah. It's a no-brainer to me. It really is. And it's
and we've seen it.
I've really
seen people overpay for practices.
It gets me really fired up because it's really frustrating, because I know there's so many folks out there that say, oh, I got 3,000 patients. Well, actually, you probably don't.
It's 3,000 files sitting up on the wall.
You have 3,000 files sitting up there, but you actually probably only have 1,200 active patients. But listen, doc, like, we can help you. Like, let's grow that. Let's take a look at that, make the right decisions, and put the right strategy in place and get the right training to your folks so that you can grow, right?
So really a chart audit on the fly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right.
Very cool.
Exactly.
All right. Any other good analogies?
I'll throw that to Terry. Terry, you got to give me that analogy.
Put Terry on the spot.
on the spot, guys. I don't have any good analogies. Usually I'm really good with analogies, but right now I don't have any.
Metaphors, analogies.
All right.
We got them all here.
I know is care crew can definitely help any dental practice that's out there.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
We all know, you know, like oh, he's just trying to sell this, you know, but this is the real stuff.
No, like, it is real. What's important to say too is that if you do want a demo on CareCrew, drop us a line, let us know, send us an email at info@danceondemand.com. Reach out to us if you have any questions at all about this software. As you can see, Mark and I have been working within the software and around it for a number of years now. And as you can see from our excitement, it really is here to stay. I'm looking at a bunch of awards here on my computer. You've got 10 most disruptive companies transforming healthcare in 2021. I hope you don't mind me plugging you guys a little bit here, Terry.
He does.
Yeah, exactly. You've got the Ready to Rocket Digital Health List from 2021. And then you've got the Healthcare Tech Outlook top 10 Dental Solutions Providers. So some pretty cool awards on your site. And I'm sure lots more to come.
Yeah. Terry, this has been great.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I really appreciate everything you guys have done in your time. It's been great to work with you guys.
Yeah, agreed. And I was going to echo that. So, has been great.
Yeah.
Let's do some more stuff in the future.
Keep developing cool solutions as you guys do. You guys have got some cool new stuff upcoming that you shared with us. I don't want to give that away just yet, but I know you guys have some educational components coming up soon, so can't wait to see those.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah, I'll share those with you as soon as we get them live.
You bet.
All right, that's it.
Thanks again, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your time.
You bet. We'll see you again soon.